Blog Talk Radio.
I said it's Thursday, Throwback Thursday. It's Let's Get Real About Relationships Thursday. And that's what we do on the Daily Go Get-A-Mism Show on Thursday. What's up, y'all? What's going on? Urban Therapy with Sun 752. This is the Urban Therapy. No, it's the Daily Go Get-A-Mism Show. I'm your host, Sun 752. Throwback Thursday. Let's Get Real About Relationships Thursday. And we are talking about dating above your pay grade. Dating above your pay grade. Seems that nowadays, and I don't even know if this is nowadays, because I think that this has been a situation for a long time, but it's definitely pronounced amongst those of us around the midlife. What they call it, a middle agers. Yeah. You know what I mean? Dating above your pay grade, trying to get some that you can't necessarily afford. But is it really just about having enough money? Is there something deeper in the financial situation that speaks to us in a different way? What I'm asking is this. Is it that you have to have your money right in order to get a woman of your choosing? Or is it that having the money allows you to be in control, in better control of the relationship? I mean, it stands to reason. Normally, the person that pays for everything is the one that's in the driver's seat. That ain't all that hard to understand. It's kind of easy when you think about it. It's kind of easy. But if you are resistant to that theory or the way that works out, I can understand it because your experience might be totally different. It don't have to be that way. I've known plenty of dudes that didn't have no kind of money. I've known plenty of dudes that didn't dress well, didn't even show out very well. But they had like the golden tongue. They had game galore. So they got women, pretty women, beautiful women, worthy women, valuable women to pay their way for everything. Like, that nigga ain't really had no real job. He had like a little piece of a job. He ain't really have nowhere to stay. He was kind of couch surfing and living at home. Kind of. Pretty much, for the most part. But he might have got a chick that was damn near a dime piece to finance his whole mission. It happened. I've seen it happen. You've seen it happen. Plenty of dudes. Well, think about it. Con men never have any real money. That's not what they do. They don't make a lot of money. They take a lot of money. They don't make a lot of money. They take a lot of money, real money, fake money, take money, make money. No. All right. So we've probably all seen that. So when we talk about dating above your pay grade, what I'm talking about for the most part with this phenomenon is do you premeditate that you're going to need to have your money straight or, you know, your finances in really good order in order to find a woman of your choosing? And I say a woman of your choosing because men seem to be the one that are obligated with this task or with this situation. It seems to be the men that have to make a lot of money in order to get the kind of woman that he wants, especially if he's going to be getting one of these bad bitches. I need one of these bad bitches. Well, you know, you got to pay the cost to be the boss. You're going to have to lay down that cash right out, your cash before you ever get some ass in order to make this happen. Now, of course, it's not always true, but I think that for a lot of men who have that trick mentality, they thinking like, yeah, that's the way it has to be. So if I want a woman that really has it going on physically, emotionally, mentally, yeah, I'm going to have to be able to, you know, pay like I weigh. Some see it that way and some don't. A lot of people see it that way. I think in some in some cases, there might be some truth to it. Like in the case of, you know, like you a 45-year-old man, 50-year-old man, 55-year-old man, 60-year-old man, and you want to be dating 20-something-year-olds, 30-something-year-olds, I think that you better get your dollars up. Because, homie, you 55 years old, 50 years old, 45 years old, ain't nobody dating you, ain't no young person dating you, not no young woman. She ain't dating you because you cute, not even because you wise, just because you smart. She needs a couple, she needs a financial incentive behind this. If you going to be getting behind this old fat booty. So it seems to be an understood thing with that. Like maybe when that same 55-year-old, 45, 50-year-old man was younger, he might have been able to scoop all of the girls just because he was fine, just because he could dance, just because he rode motorcycles, just because he wore gold, just because he could dress, just because he played basketball, football, whatever sport, because he was on his way, or he was Mr. Popularity. He was the end guy. At a certain age, you might still be a good-looking fella. However, Mr. Wonderful, you have to give that cash up. You have to come through with that cash. That's what we talking about tonight. That's what we working with tonight. That's how it's going down on the Daily Go Get It Business Show. So let's get it popping. Urban Therapy with Sun 752. With this your daily Go Get It Business Show. We do this every single day. Every day it rains. And the DG will do the same. We break it down, baby. Every day it rains. And the DG will do the same. Every day it rains. And the DG will do the same. Every day it rains. And the DG will do the same. Every day it rains. And the DG will do the same. I'm your host, Sun 752, a.k.a. Omar with the... And if you can't say Omar with the R, well, then you just say Omar with the R. This is the Daily Go Get It Mizzen Show all up in your area. I'm feeling like a real man should, and I hope y'all feeling like real men and women should also tonight on the Daily Go Get It Mizzen Show. We are talking about dating above your pay grade. What you know about dating above your pay grade? You want champagne, twat, but no money you got. And it's making you kind of angry. You're feeling hot. Well, you know that you got to get your hustle on. If you want that girl, Brenda, Sean, Jakeisha, yeah, that girl. Yeah, you know how it go. Come on, dude, you got to be thorough. You got to come through with a couple of dollars in hand. Other than that, you can holler, my man. And I understand the frustration of how it be because you 56. A single, single. Oh, okay. You know how it goes out. And the internet ain't helping. The internet is telling you if you ain't got no money, you shouldn't be thinking about no relationship. You shouldn't be thinking about no sex. You shouldn't be doing nothing but trying to get your money right. Now, what having your money right means, I'm not really sure because there are levels to this thing. For some people, having their money right might be $50,000 a year. For other people, it might be six figures. For other people, I don't know what people be talking about when they say get your money right. But evidently, you got to be able to have enough money to go shopping and to go popping. You got to have enough money to go shopping. You got to have enough money to go popping. You got to have enough money to go shopping. Got to have enough money to go pop, pop, pop. Got to have enough money to go shopping. You got to have enough money to go... I gotta have enough money to go shopping. You gotta have enough money to get it. If you want the best springs to wing, If you want the best brains to squeak, you got to bring home a fat check every week. If you want your best brains to squeak, you gotta bring home a check every week. And the check got to be large, sort of like the barge in 1983. You hear me? All right. Let's get popping here. Let me see what y'all talking about. My girl, Kyle Chamberlain, mi friend, mi favorita. And also T. Carey Wright, morning, noon, and night. Stacy White, thanks for coming through. Hope you're feeling up right. And Padusha. And she says, okay, all right, let me see what y'all talk about. So T. Carey Wright says, so you shouldn't date if you're unemployed, because anyone that you date is above your pay grade. So evidently, by this premise, even if you are employed, doesn't matter if you ain't making enough. A lot of people are making money, but they might not be making enough. If your bills exceed your pay, you ain't making enough. You're spending more than enough, but you ain't making enough to be able to cover. You can't cover the spread, baby. So, you know, you might be unemployed as far as a 9-to-5 conventional job is concerned, but that doesn't necessarily mean that you don't make any money. Your pay grade is how much you have, how much you get, not where you work or how much you get paid necessarily. So somebody might not work, but they might be sitting on a lump. Somebody might not go to work every day or only work when they feel like it, but they might have other means of getting this cash. You know, like shout out to my brothers and my sisters out there who drive Uber and Lyft full time. Yeah, they don't have a conventional job. They don't have to go. There's no obligation. They drive when they feel like it. But some of them are so good at it. They have their technique so down pat that they know exactly when to go out, how much they're going to make, and how long it needs to be before they go back out and get some more. They're not necessarily employed. They're contracted, but they're not employed. They don't have a time that they have to go to work. They don't have a boss that they answer to. They have liability, but they do not have an employer. They are contracted. Producer says, I drove for Uber. A lot of people have done it, but I'm talking to the people who have done it to death. Those cats out there that's doing, they Ubering like crazy. So dating above their pay grade, you may never know how much they make. Some people Uber a lot, man. They be banking. They would be really, really banking, really, really getting this money out here. Dating above your pay grade. What do you know? Trying to bag a chick that's not going to let you stick unless you come through with a hell of a lot of it. Producer says, that's why I don't date anymore. And T.K. Wright says, the perception is that the man needs money in order to control the direction of the relationship, not necessarily the relationship. Oh. Well, I kind of look at it like he feels like he needs money to even be able to attract the type of woman that he wants. Like I said, man, if you're a middle-aged man and you want some 20-something-year-old ass, you're going to have to come through with the cash. There's really no other option. You know what I mean? Even if you don't really have the cash, you might be flashing somebody else's or the last of what you have, making it look like you have it in abundance. But that's what you're going to need in order to grab her attention, because other than that, you're probably not on her radar. So you know why you're on her radar. So if you got to have money to control your woman or to bag your woman or to bag a woman, then I don't consider that to be in control. Because poverty is your kryptonite. You have no real strength. If you got to have the money every time, that's not strength. That's not power. You know why? Because anybody who has as much as you has the same amount of power. That don't sound powerful to me. You got a four-cylinder, I got a V6. You mean to tell me we have the same power? Where? How'd that work? Where they do that? Producer says, too many con men out here. Exactly. They are not following the rules of having to have a lot of money in order to date. They dating above their pay grade. They dating aside their pay grade. They dating, they deficit spending from their pay grade. They don't care. Con men are going to get a place to stay and all of your life savings away from you, no matter what they got. And they always trying to make it sound like they got money coming in. They be broke as jokes. Producer says, those men, these men be scamming like hell. You been messing around with Africans? You been messing around with Nigerian? You got a Nigerian on the squad? Carol says, true, but not all. That's true. Ooh, Fiducia says, my husband was, Carol says, trust me, you were not alone. They're out here, word. And she also says, today everyone wants someone who has money, most definitely levels, Omar. And Carol also says, you build a relationship based on money. What happens when money gets scarce in a relationship? I'm glad you asked that, because even if it's not scarce in a relationship, what I was asking before was about power. If your money is in the power, if your power is in the money, then I don't think that you really have any power. You know, you may have the power to cut somebody's lifeline or their gravy train off. Yeah, you have that power. But do you have the power to build with them? Do you have the power to establish something worthy, decent, healthy, loving, something attractive, something that you want to hold on to, something valuable? Do you have that? Because that's where we come into this whole dating above your pay grade thing. What are your expectations? What are your expectations when you talk about having money or needing money? What do you expect to have? I know that a lot of men are demoralized out here because they don't think that they make enough, so they don't think that they'll ever have what they want. I think that's sad, especially when it does not work in reverse. You don't hear women being out here being like, well, yeah, man, I got to get my money up so I can get a boyfriend. Because I can't afford for a nigga to be needing money from me. And I don't know. Like, it just doesn't work in reverse. Like, a man might really feel like a woman is out of his league if she makes a lot of money, he only makes a little bit of money. He may feel like she's totally out of his league. A woman is not necessarily going to feel that way. Not necessarily. Not in the same way a man has to have a plan if he wants to bag a chick who's well put together, financially stable, or in a financially good place, independent to a certain degree, sure of herself, pretty. He's going to have to... He's gonna have to get his stuff straight. Not necessarily his money straight. But he might feel that way. Like, I got to at least be able to do something for her that she could do herself. I can't have it so I can't do anything for her that she can't do herself, you know. So he's already discouraged before he even tried to holler. But here's the thing. Like I said, it doesn't work the same way in reverse. Women don't be out here like, I don't have no money, I ain't going to be able to get no decent nigga. It don't work that way. She might be surrounded by a bunch of bum niggas, but she don't have to choose them. Especially if she's pretty herself. She throw that weave in her hair, the makeup on her face, them pumps on her feet, and some short skirt, tight this, that, and the third, you know what I mean, on her body. And she knows she can make it happen. Somebody with money is going to come through and scoop. Even chicks that wasn't never none of that. It's Throwback Thursday, right? Remember how Laverne and Shirley was always trying to bag a doctor? I want to get a doctor. I want to marry a doctor. Remember that shit? Laverne and Shirley, they was regular white chicks, wasn't they? Neither one of them were like, you know, outstandingly beautiful chicks. They was regular. Regular. They was not the type that anybody was going goo-goo or ga-ga or ooh-ooh-ooh-ooh. But they had ambitions on marrying a doctor, didn't they? Yep, Carol said they worked in the brewery. That's right. But they was always talking about bagging a doctor. They really felt like they had a shot. Not with that brewery money. They was like, man, I don't care about that. I'm going to put this Vodio dough on him. Once I put this Vodio dough on him. Put the Vodio dough. That Vodio dough, baby. Remember they used to call that sex? They used to call sex Vodio dough. Producer, you drove Uber. You made good cash?
Mm-hmm.
Most do. Carol Chamberlain says, Instacart is another one. They make good money. Okay. Yeah, I've heard about Instacart. I've heard about that. I don't know that much about it, but I've known people who did it. Producer says, they want you to take care of them. Yes, my husband was what? Like, the nigga really was African? Wow. A scammer and... Yo! Let me find out he out here hacking Facebook, Instagram, Twitters, and all that shit. Like, yo, I put some cash. I'm about to put $1,500 in your Cash App. All you got to do is give me your social media password and your phone number. That's all you got to do. Damn, you said he married you for a green card? Okay. I see what we doing. Carol says, I see a lot of Instacart shoppers in my store. Wow, okay. Married you for a green card. Damn. Yeah, Africans don't be giving up. They don't be giving up. Okay, but nonetheless, most women think that they have a chance with a man who is wealthy. I think women have figured out that men choose differently. Like men don't. Most men. I can't speak for all men, but most men don't care if their woman makes a whole lot of money. They want to know that she'll at least go to work, put in effort, try. You know what I mean? Be creative, be decent. give good head, you know, be good in the bed, take care of the kids, make a decent sandwich, steak, and be able to mix the Kool-Aid real good. I don't know, you know, shit, whatever. You know. Most men are not marrying women because they have a couple of dollars. Most men are not seeking out relationships with women who have a lot of dough. And the men who want women who have a lot of dough, they fit a certain profile. They do. They fit a certain profile, a certain narcissistic, certain egotistic, a certain conceited, stuck-up type of profile. You know, because a man figures, normally a man figures, well, long as I'm holding it down financially, we good. You know, you contribute what you contribute, whatever, whether it's half, whether it's 25%, whatever, I'll take up the rest. I got you. I got you. If I believe in you, I think you decent, you the one that I want, the apple of my eye, the object of my affection, you ain't got to make no whole lot of money. We'll get this thing popping together. That's how women see the situation. With men, it's the other way. The men, insecure men, like, yo, man, I can't even talk to her if my money ain't straight. So I'm going to have to, I'm going to either have to just get with Sally and her five friends, or I'm going to have to wait to actually get what I want. Other than that, I'm going to just have to take a little something out of here. Little something, you know. A little something over there. I take that with me. So, yeah. Dating above your pay grade. Dating above your pay grade. There are women out here that will ridicule a man who don't have no money. They'll use the money that they have as leverage. Bum nigga, ain't nobody going, broke ass motherfucker, you ain't nobody. He might get broke down. Down. Oh, here Carol go. $30 an hour, guys. You know what? You know, you about to read Dr. Poppenstein. $30 an hour making ass niggas. Bus driving, construction working, professional certificate having ass niggas, $30 an hour, double door stainless steel refrigerator having ass nigga. You make a couple of dollars, you make $30 an hour. That ain't no lot of money, nigga. It ain't. You can't afford to pay for a wedding out of pocket. You got to save. That's how you know you ain't paid. Wedding, $25,000. Your salary, $60,000. You ain't got enough. You're not making enough. And Carol. That Carol. Carol says, can't tell them that, though. Hey, listen. $30 an hour is not a bad salary. It's not. Not a bad salary. But you ain't nowhere near rich. But at $30 an hour, you can afford a pepperoni extra cheese pizza at any time in your life. You can get that. Like, we do not have to eat no plain pizza. We can get, you know, extra cheese and some pepperoni on our shit. anytime, 7 days a week. Yeah, I can do that at $30 an hour. You know why? Because I make enough for a pizza every hour of the day. I go to work. By 1 hour in, I already got enough for extra cheese, pepperoni pizza. What you talking about? Pizza. $20, $25. I made that. Still have $5 left. What you talking about? I get it. Them $20 an hour, niggas, I don't know. You might not be able to afford the extra cheese with the pepperoni all the time. So you might be dating above your pay grade. Like, yo, man, my shorty, she always wanted like a pepperoni, extra cheese pepperoni. And be like, come on, man. I got to pay my child support this month. I can't get, you know what I mean? We can't have extra cheese, pepperoni, like, so many times a week. Plus, you done gained like 40 pounds. Portly B. Carol says, is that the goal, though? I'm just saying, Carol. It's the little things in life. If you can't afford the little things in life, life just starts to get hard. We already understand we can't afford the big things in life. Like, all right, we might not be able to afford the big toys. The big toys, you know, Benzes, Bentleys, foreign whips from European countries. Like foreign whips from Asian countries is one thing, but when you start talking about foreign whips from European countries, you start talking about a lot of money. So we might not be able to afford those big boy toys, but at least you can get a toy. Hey man, go ahead, man. You know what I mean? Drop a down payment on that Lexus over there. You can get a Lex. You can get a Lex. You know what I mean? You're gonna go from Ciroc to Absolute. Yeah, true story. You going from Ciroc to Absolute. You going back to Absolute, old school. From that top shelf to middle shelf, but you're going to pull up in the Lex. I'm whipping ES350. You know, so yeah, we understand that we can't afford the big boy toys. Smirnoff. Now, Smirnoff, you're going to get drunk. But, man, after a certain age, you still drinking Smirnoff. Like, you drink Smirnoff when you in the struggle. Now, Smirnoff is not a bad vodka. Don't get me wrong. It ain't a bad vodka at all. But that Smirnoff is barely mid-shelf. It's barely mid-shelf. But to each his own. Drink responsibly. At $30 an hour, you don't make enough for a bottle of Ciroc every hour. You ain't banking that. You can get that extra cheese pepperoni pizza, but you're going to have to work 2 hours or at least like an hour and a half to get that bottle of Ciroc or that Grey Goose. Now, maybe not back in the day. But you know, liquor done went up. You know, the pandemic drove up the prices on everything. Speaking of pandemic, sidebar real quick. I heard from somebody, and I want to know if y'all heard that this is true. What up, Shirley Cheryl? The world's most precious and greatest pearl in the world. I heard that they're going to lift the mask mandate in hospitals from now on, too. You will no longer have to wear masks in a hospital. Now, since the pandemic era, you were able to go most places without wearing a mask or having to be have a mask distributed to you. But I heard that soon, very soon, mask mandate is 86th. I heard that last night, and I heard that from a person in the hospital. Let's take a look. Eliminate all the guesswork. We got the guess. Will the mask mandate be lifted in hospitals? You may soon be able to stop masking to enter Philly hospitals. April 14th, 2023, and this is from the Inquirer, the Philadelphia Inquirer. All right, let's see. COVID is going to be here forever. It's never going to go away, Johnson Stalkamp of Mainline Health said. Okay, Philadelphia Board of Health is considering relaxing mask requirements in health facilities as health systems across the region are rethinking their own policies. The Inquirer surveyed health systems with hospitals in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania suburbs, and South Jersey. One St. Luke's University Health Network, which operates hospitals in Lehigh Valley and Bucks County, relaxed masking requirements for their Pennsylvania hospitals in March 2022. Wow. Others have relaxed their policies more recently. Virtua Health changed its policy in March of this year and no longer requires employees or visitors to wear a mask in common spaces in 5 of its New Jersey hospitals. Employees are required to wear masks when interacting with patients. Cooper University Healthcare, also in New Jersey, and Crozier Health in Delaware County are transitioning to a similar policy this week. Most health systems in the area, Jefferson, Mainline, Penn, Prime, Redeemer, Temple, Tower, and Trinity, as well as the Children's Hospital of Philadelphia and St. Christopher's Hospital for Children, continue to require masking in all areas accessible to patients. So it says, are masks still required in Philadelphia hospitals? Philadelphia hospitals don't have much choice right now. City regulations mandate that all people who enter hospitals and other health care settings, including outpatient clinics and nursing homes, wear a mask. The city is considering updating those rules in the coming weeks. A proposed change would require masks only for health care workers when directly interacting with patients. Cheryl Bettigoli, I guess, Philadelphia Health Commissioner, said via email. So bust that, y'all. It may be coming to an end soon. So, you know what I mean? When you go to the hospital pretty soon, possibly, you might just go in the hospital and that be that. My brother Ansel Jones is in the house. What's going on, my brother Ansel Jones? Now, Cal says, I heard that there have been only 4 cases of COVID this year. Come on now, 4? I damn near know 4 people that had it this year. Real shit. Yo, I know 4 people. Now, maybe only 4 people died, maybe? But it's definitely been, I can name 4 people. Too close to me. Yeah, more. Okay. Well, anyway. Dating above your pay grade. You ain't got enough money to afford that chick. You ain't making enough. You need more money. Now, if you going to the strip club, yeah, your worth as a man is definitely going to be determined by your wallet. You're in a strip club, fool. Or if you want to date an Instagram model. She's there to get paid, son. I don't think she gonna mess with you just because you cute. You get mad niggas in the inbox saying, "Ooh, if you only let me eat your booty. If you only let me eat your booty. Let me eat your booty. $100, let me eat your booty. $200, let me eat your booty. You ain't even gotta let me stick. I only want to eat your booty till it tastes like shit. Eat your booty. Eat your booty. You ain't gotta lay down. Don't even turn around. I'm gonna eat you from the back and I'm gonna lick the brown. Eat your booty. 300, let me eat your booty. Yeah, normally I would require you to suck my D, but not tonight. You get the pee free. Eat booty. Eat booty. Eat the booty. Chocolate tongue. Something like chocolate tongue. Now, the views expressed by Omar McIntyre, Sun 752, does not express his views, because I ain't licking nobody asshole. I don't care what nobody say. I don't care how today that is. I'ma always be back in the day when it comes to that shit. But to each his own. Y'all want to lick booty hole, you lick booty hole. But I won't be ever licking no booty hole. That's a deal breaker like motherfucker. Matter of fact, you the kind of woman that like your booty hole licked, then you ain't the one for me. Like, now you ugly to me. Like, I know, just an hour ago, I really thought that you was 100% pro, but now you're ugly, you're nasty, you're disgusting. You mess with strangers without condoms. You would eat somebody else's boogies. Yeah, you would eat somebody else's boogies. You nasty ass. You nasty ass. Get your shit together, ma. Cal says, yep, I heard it on the news today. I ain't buying it. You tell us the mask mandate, you like, nah. I said, nah, son. And so says, I'm going to start a GoFundMe for the Ravens game in England. Okay, Cal, that's what I'm talking about. You anti-booty hole too? Yes. Do not lick the booty. Now you're ugly. I thought you was a cutie. You lick the booty. Now you're ugly. Yeah, I thought you was a cutie. Oh my God, you like your booty. Hey, yo, you ain't the kind of girl that I would want to date. You are on some next shit. Ain't my kind of freak. I'm not going to respect it. Get the hell out of this week. I can't do it. Can't do it. Can't do it. Yeah, dating above your pay grade. You don't even make enough to eat a booty hole. She nasty ass, son. That was the nasty ass, that chill. Yo, make sure y'all hit the like button. Make sure y'all share the show. Make sure y'all subscribe. And yo, you nasty ass, son. You pay a chick $150 just to lick a booty hole. All right, now with it. I'm going to make them flag this video. So when a chick is going down on a dude, he might. No, I'm going to say. If it really starts feeling too good to a girl while a man is going down on her, she might grab his head. Well, if he's looking a booty hole, do she got to reach around the back like, yes. Yes. You got a clit on a booty hole. Oh, nasty. How you got clit on your booty hole, man? Bugging. Yo, what we doing out here? Made that Man, that nigga paid $200 to lick your booty hole. And you just went to the bathroom an hour ago. You nasty, man. You nasty. You nasty, but that nigga is mad disgusted. That's what we doing. That's what we doing. That's what we get. That's what... Da-da-da-da-da. Da-da-da-da-da-da-da. Yeah. So, man, I see that we have a caller on the line, but we can't take callers. But you know, we haven't tried in a while. What the hell? Let's give it a shot. Y'all let me know. You let me know. You let me know. You let me da 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 da. All right, callers with the last number, 4938. Welcome to the Daily Go Get-A-Mism Show. What's on your mind this evening? You there?
Yeah. Yeah. Can you hear me? Go.
Oh my goodness, what's going on, man? Listen, we haven't been able to take calls in a while because the audio is messed up. So people on Blog Talk can't hear us on YouTube. Unfortunately.
On YouTube, huh?
Yeah.
Is that right? Oh, okay.
Yeah.
You know, another thing too, they
changed.
Huh? Yeah, they changed your number to 319, and I haven't been able to call 319 for a long time because for some reason my app hasn't been able to do it. So I had to get another phone app in order to call in. So it seems as though you're taking calls at the right time. But I guess I can't stay because the people on YouTube can't hear the show. So I just wanted to say hi. How you doing?
Yo, Joe, it's good. It's great to hear from you, man. You know what I mean?
Yeah, how you doing?
It is, man. Yeah, I'm glad you came through. People have been asking about you.
Oh, really? Hey,
hell
how about
yeah.
that?
Hell yeah.
Hey, you know what? I got a show starting next Wednesday, my own show. Joe from Montana, and it's going to be about politics, but only solutions. Then I'm going to direct the show into does God exist and about relationships. So, you know, those have been asking about me if they want to show up Wednesday, next Wednesday, 9 p.m. And you're certainly welcome, Go, to come in there, you know, and give some spice to the conversation.
That's what's up, man. Yo, shoot me a link. Shoot me the link. You know, where can you drop me the link?
Well, it's Wednesday at 9 o'clock. Don't worry about showing up the first time. Nobody's going to know about it until the word gets out there. And I only expect the show to last for about a month anyway. And then I'll go straight into relationships.
Got you.
So don't worry about it.
All right. Well, let me get out of here, man. But thanks for coming through.
Yeah, I've got to get a hold of you, you know. So, cool. I'll talk to you, man. Be cool.
All
right.
Right. All right. See you.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
That was Joe. Sorry y'all couldn't hear him. Well, at least we know that it's still consistent. He's been trying to call. He's definitely been trying to call. You know what I mean? Like, I know he tried to call in the other day. But I couldn't let him in. So, you know, it is what it is. Cal says, I think you might need to check out StreamYard. That's what's up. So, like, when he came in, did it sound like when he was talking and I was trying to talk, did it sound like muffled? And, you know, like, what was the distortion? What's the distortion? Okay. I'll do the research, Carol. I'll check out StreamYard. Check out StreamYard. More equipment to buy. Am I back sounding, you know, CD quality? That's what I need to know because, you know, am I back with the good audio, the good. All right, Joe was saying that he has a new show. He has a new show on Blog Talk coming out next Thursday called Talking Politics with Joe from Montana. Talking Politics with Joe from Montana. Montana. Okay, Carol says, you can drop a link and people can come up on your panel and discuss topics. Okay. All right, that sounds fine. All right, good. Because on the playback, when I'm trying to have other sounds coming off of the same browser, I don't know, it's taking up the mic space. I don't know. All I know, I said, all I know is that I don't want it to go the way that it's going. Feel like my draw is showing. Too old me having my pants hanging down, but I'm still trying to be down, trying to hang around, not being the clown. Now, back when we was talking about eating the booty hole. No. Let's chill. All right. Okay. Dating above your pay grade, baby. Dating above your pay grade. Getting back to the bag. Getting back to the dating above your pay grade. I can't get the woman because the woman needs money. She needs more money than I can provide. I can't get around. I can't come around. I can't get inside. Well, there are ways to have anything that you want, but you might get what you want. Do you want what you get? You might get what you want, but do you want what you get? That's the question, because you might, sometimes things ain't as sweet as they sound. Carol says, do men really resent women who make more than them? Some men do, but it's not just because they make more money. Some women have a different aura about themselves or attitude about themselves because they make more than their men. Some women really use that factor that they make more to try to put themselves above the man that they might be seeing. And that's not all women. It's not all that consistent, but there are some women out there who will emasculate a man because he doesn't make enough money. Now, there are levels to it, just like everything else, because that man might not be trying. He might not be ambitious. Then again, he might be trying and he may be ambitious, but he may not have found his niche yet. Oh, yeah. Who do you think you are? But I think for the most part, men like a woman who makes a decent wage, you know what I mean, who's not lazy, will get up off her ass and who will actually contribute. Instead of talking about what's so wrong in a relationship, a man appreciates a woman who might be a fixer. She might identify a problem, go in there and handle that thing. And so Jones says, it's a crutch for some people. And Carol says, that's them bougie babes. Peace, Padusha. Peace to you. TK Wright says, Carol, some women pretend to ride for their man who makes less until he breaks up with her. Then she uses his lower income to diss him. Seen it plenty of times. Not only are you broke, not only are you broke, but you got a small dick. Not only are you broke, but you got a small dick. You ain't shit. You got a small dick. Yeah. It can get nasty, real nasty, you know what I'm saying? It can get ugly, real ugly, you understand what I'm saying? It can. Protect yourself at all times, I say. Protect yourself at all times, but you want to be around, you want to be with somebody that doesn't make you feel like they would ever try to demean you because of what you bring to the table. That ain't right.
That ain't right.
But hey, still we rise. We're going to get it together. We're going to get it together. All right. So, dating above your pay grade. On the internet, everybody has to have money. Everybody is getting to that bag. Everybody is making what they need to make. Everybody says money matters, but it shouldn't be the bottom line. It's funny because money is called the bottom line. You want what you want. And normally in the tricking game, it's an understood thing. And usually both parties or all parties involved understand the stakes. The trick understands that the only way that he's going to be able to get, the only way he's going to be able to get to the pudding is to put up that money. He got to put the bag up. Look, Carol, he says, good. I appreciate me some. Thank you for the super chat. I appreciate it so, so much. Now you done gave me this $5. Now I know you think you own me. Now I can't dare act up now. Ansel Jones says, I never seen a bill collector give relationship advice. That's one of the most profound things I've ever heard. It really is. I've never heard a bill collector give relationship advice. All them niggas ever try to advise you to do is set up 6 months of guaranteed payments with your routing number and your bank account number. Go, Ansel. Carol says, "I've been owing you. Oh, I've been owning you." Put you in the payment plan quick. Yeah, they'd be like, look, this is what I need you to do. You can go ahead and satisfy this debt. I need 6 checks from you. Give me your routing number and your account number, and we can make this thing happen. Here's looking at you, kid. Here's looking at you. 6 checks. A 1, a check, a 2, a check, a 3, a check, a 4, a check, a check, a check, a. Yeah, the hell with that, though. You can have all that, though. All right, y'all, let's do these birthday shout-outs. We have some birthday shout-outs to do. Some people were born on this glorious, glorious, glorious May 11th, and they deserve to be acknowledged. So let's go about our business of acknowledging them and making them feel special because they are special because they are special because they are S-P-E-C-I-A-L. We get the R-E-S-P-E-C-T. They are S-P-E-C-I-A-L. We get the R-E-S-P-E-C-T. They are S-P-E-C-I-A-L. We get the R-E-S-P-E-C-T. They get number one out the box, Luis Alvarez. And also, Precious Christ. And last but not least, Erica Bird turning 50 years old today. I hope that today finds you all in good health, happiness, mind, body, soul, and spirit. I want to send that out to all, anybody, and everybody who shares this birthday on this glorious, glorious, glorious. May 11th, anywhere out there in the world, worldwide, internationally, and universally, all of y'all go ahead and turn up But don't turn up too loud. Just turn up loud enough so everybody can hear you. Rock out. Rock on and do the damn, the rock out. Rock on and do the damn, rock out. Rock on and do the damn thing. You do your thing, y'all. Represent the queens and kings. You do your thing, y'all. Represent the queens and kings. Good things happen to those who wait. Great things happen to those who grind. And anything can happen to those who go for theirs. So go hard, go for yours, and remember, Mantronics. All right, anyway. Dating above your pay grade. Do you really have to have a lot of money in order to get a honey or something sweet? Something like a 9 or a 10 that would do knee bends and run the block, spin the block, do some spins. Share my world. Share my world. Don't you leave. I'm a firm believer that when two minds connect, when two souls join together, money is not normally a factor. Money is a very, very human-made concept. And we all have bills we have to pay. And we got to live out here. But I don't think that money can buy you the type of connection with the person that you'll be looking for. They say money can't buy you love. Money can't buy this, that, and the third. Money can buy a version of all of that. But what it can't do is create that spiritual, deep spiritual connection that you have with somebody. It cannot, absolutely cannot buy that. So we'd be wasting our time to even pretend that it can. Peace to all my day ones, my everydays, and my brand news. I love y'all to death. Resuscitate y'all. Love y'all right back to life. We will be back tomorrow night for another Daily Go Get 'Em-ism show. So, y'all have a good one. Real good. You understand what I'm saying? Yeah, man. Okay. Okay. Blog Talk, we going to get you out of here. Yeah. And for my YouTubers, you know just how we do, but thanks for coming on through. See you on the other side, my boobers. Peace. On the other side, my boobers. Peace. On the other side, my boobers. And please, 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 please. Don't forget to share this.